They shave shavings with a knife off a dry piece of wood and then set with a match.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use pine to start a fire? Did you have a special name for the...
Well, now, a lot of people used to take these burrs off of black pine and white pine, keep them to start fires with. They had rosin in them burrs and just stack a match to them and it starts your fire right now.
Uh-huh. And then when you... you never called it anything like that fire that those you had shavings and then the four sticks, but then you had the pieces of smaller pieces of wood that you might maybe made out, maybe they were made of rich pine or rosin, you know, rosiny, that small pieces of wood with that kind of rosiny pine. Do you remember what that was? Did you have a name for that?
I couldn't say.
Just call that kindling? Yeah. Or you never called it lightered or fat wood or rich pine or anything like that?
Well, they have all that rich pine, all right.
And the things you, later, and you said you after the fireplace, then you had it later, you had a stove?
Yeah, step stove. What they call step stove.
What was that like?
Well, there was two parts to it. There's one here and then there's one on up here.
Uh-huh. And was that a cook for cooking?
That's right.
And did you ever have a stove in the house for heating? You know, to keep the house warm?
No, not in my boyhood days, no.
Mm-hmm. You had one of those later?
Yes.
What kind of a stove was that?
Well, we call them wood stove. It's a case stove, maybe two and a half. 2 feet long, somewhere, 2.5.
Did you ever have a coal stove?
Well, yes, I have. After I got of age quite a bit, I'd say 20 years ago, while coal come to this country.
Uh-huh.
And we burned coal for several years till electricity come.
When you cleaned out cleaning out the fireplace, you'd have to clean out, what do you call that stuff you cleaned out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And how about the stuff you cleaned out of the stovepipe?
We call that soot.
Uh-huh. And I was interested in the kinds of furniture you had too, in the old house. What kinds of things did you have?
Beds is about all.
All right. Now, but didn't you have something?
Bureau and call it a dresser. We call it dressers or bureaus or something.
Right. Now, were the dresser and the bureau two different things?
Well,
what did the bureau look like?
Well, it had about three drawers in and then a top on it, and most of them had a looking glass.
Mm-hmm. And then what about the, now that's the bureau? Or the dresser with the looking glass?
I guess I'd be the dresser.
All right, and what was the bureau like?
Well, it just had a flat top and two or three drawers.
Was that higher?
There was some on board and some on board.
And what did you used to sit on?
These homemade chairs.
Mm-hmm.
My father made chairs, took white oak wood and split them out, and then he cut make these legs and backs, and then he'd cut a certain kind of white oak he'd take and run rise splits out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And weave a bottom into them.
I see, to sit on.
That's right.
Now, did you this was a larger piece of furniture, maybe about this long or even a little longer, something like this that didn't swing?
Well, I didn't. Now, lots of people might have.
Did you have one in your house after you were married?
Swing.
Well, how long did you live in that log house?
I lived there until I was married.
And then where did you live after that?